Shoo. What's up, everybody? It's another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Aw, shoo. What's up, Salty Soul? I just got to let you know that I had about 3 to 5 cell phones that I had to erase today.
Oh, shit.
Erase all the evidence of our friendship.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? And all the dirty deeds that I've done in my life. Just one that I had to erase some phones.
We might talk about that. The DOJ, man. Obama's DOJ. Whew, that is some big news. All right, guys, football is back.
Who cares?
Nobody gets a shit. Hey, and also, man. Listen to this. It's happening. It is really happening. Trump was just nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Wouldn't that be poetic justice if he wins it?
Wow.
The same day.
Man, if I could if I could go back in time and place bets on this shit, I would be rich right now.
You would. You know what? It's the same week the media moved in on their latest hoax. This time, Trump downplayed COVID. Apparently, he was out in San Francisco telling people that there was nothing going on and not to worry and go down to Chinatown. Oh, wait, that was Nancy Pelosi. All right, we'll talk about the latest hoax. Also, canceled Netflix was trending. And if you guys don't know why, holy shit, man, there is a concerted effort by Hollywood to normalize pedophilia. We all need to take a stand. I canceled my Netflix. Also, this week is the memory of September 11th. It's been 19 years, folks, and we're going to talk about that. All right, all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
TheSaltyShow.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of The Salty Show. Heidi, you're getting used to working remote now. I like it. I don't feel alone being remote now.
Well, it works out. I have a dancer that is going to come home while we're in the middle of all of this, so... Oh. At least I'm home when she gets here, even though I'm not going to participate with her.
Well,
so
mother of the year. Sorry.
Sorry. Hey, you know, we were talking about that whole me being here and no interruptions. Mm-hmm. So Bella is up to potentially be nominated to be on CBS's So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, she needs an adult dancer.
Ooh.
And guess who's going to be with her if she's neglected?
You?
Ooh, Uncle Timmy. Uncle Timmy.
I want to go. Tim, I want to go be So You Think You Can Dance. I want to be a Hollywood. I want to be Tim Hollywood.
Tim,
you know
Tim
saying?
Wants to do it. We should let him do it.
I told Jeremy, I'm like, I need
would
to
you,
lose.
Would you trust me babysitting your daughter?
Oh, no. Heidi would go with you.
Five weeks straight. Quarantined in an LA hotel.
We wouldn't trust her babysitting you about that.
Yeah, Tim would come home drooling and having seizures, and he couldn't handle that. 5 weeks around a bunch of kids, you're quarantined with them for 5 weeks.
No, I couldn't do that. But I want to be on So You Think You Can Dance. I want to be famous.
He wants to see that.
I want to be like William Hung. She bang.
Oh my God. Well, with that news, let's go ahead and get into some of the headlines that I chose for this special. Recording with 9/11 this week. I'm very, very disappointed with our nation. And so I'm going to talk about two coasts. One of them, I'm going to start here in the Arizona area. In Tempe, usually every single year, they do a huge memorial and they call it the Healing Field Memorial. And they put out thousands of flags. I mean, just insane the number of flags that they put out on public display in honor of those that we lost in 9/11. And a lot of people are upset and I don't blame them. And because this year they're canceling it, they're not doing it. And they're not doing it because they're claiming that it's too dangerous because of COVID-19. Now, people, get your heads out of your asses. Seriously, our numbers in Arizona have decreased so ridiculously much. Our school districts are green from this, like what they're green, yellow, red, pandemic bullshit. And yet here we are not recognizing and not honoring something that was devastating to not just our nation, but to the world.
I want to say something about that because you're right, Heidi. This is something we need to remember as a nation. That's how important it is. even if, say, COVID was rampant and everywhere, I would say it's even worth it. Now, if every city, because I know you're going to mention other ones, but if every city is canceling, it is my message to patriotic citizens is celebrate in your own way. Put out the flag and you know what I mean? Like, put posts and everything. Invite, you know, people, because I think this is something that is worth remembering, and because it happened to our country, and it's not good that we just, oh, COVID, let's forget everything. No, there are some things go beyond our health, and this is one of them.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Ilhan Omar. Some people did something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is who's, you know, behind the, you know, no memorials and stuff like that.
And that's a big concern to Timmy's point. That's a big concern that I have when I see this and hear about this, is because, you know, here we are on the West Coast just saying, oh, we're going to cancel this memorial. Who's driving that? And why are we doing that on the West Coast? But to your point, I am going to mention another city here, because I'd like to go to the East Coast, to the heart of where it all happened. New York City, and where the World Trade Centers were. And they have actually come out to say that they want to use this Memorial Day, this day that we should be remembering, and change it some to reflect the current crisis.
No.
And yeah, no. Yeah, no shit. I'm like, so wait a minute. What current crisis? Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, Heidi, you know how stupid this is, and how we turn it back on them? It's like, okay, let's dedicate February Black History Month to something else then. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, how would they, you know, but, look, this is not good. I hate that this is happening, but this is happening in certain cities that I'm praying to God that come these elections, a lot of these people are going to be out of power. This is what we're praying for. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, just one extreme to the other, right? I mean, it's one thing to just cancel it all together, and then it's a whole nother thing to, let's go ahead and do this. But, oh, we have a current crisis, and let's put some focus on that. This pandemic bullshit this is not a crisis, people. 9/11, September 11th, 2001, that was a crisis. That was devastation. That was unspeakable on so many levels. And 19 years later, for a lot of us who remember exactly what was happening to us at that moment when we heard what was happening to the world, not just to the victims there.
I want to say this also, because you're right. This happened. And if you remember during that time how everybody was united, maybe it was for just a week, but everybody was united. Like, the country came together, and what a great opportunity for just a day for the country to come together and forget everything that's going on. Like, that would be the worst day to divide the country, when everybody can remember what happened and just focus on that for one day. But no, and don't, it's not, this is not good. And this is why
that one day brought America together. That one day brought everybody that was divided together as one, no matter what your feelings were, what your thoughts were about anybody or anything on this planet. That one day brought that was nothing. Your personal, whatever it was, your personal hate, your personal love, your personal, whatever feelings and politics, none of that mattered that day. And the days and weeks that followed that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was going to say, I find it interesting that, you know, they want to turn around and say, we need to take this day and memorialize what's going on right now. Okay, so that's a Democrat-ran city. You know, they want to put their spin on it, which they shouldn't. But then they know that's going to trigger Trump and the GOP if they actually did it, right? And then you know what they'll say? You see, he's the one dividing the country. You know what I mean? Like, they do this stuff, but then blame it on... this blame game shit, because we're seeing it all week long. In my head, social media is the most toxic place on the planet right now. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Like, the amount of things you're seeing, right? It's just holy shit. But you don't rewrite history. Don't rewrite history. You want, in a year from now, you want to sell it. You want to have a, you know, George Floyd, whatever. Fine, go do whatever. But don't change what's existing. I'm tired of this canceling and changing what's existing, because you know what? it's 9/11. Christmas is going to get canceled. Thanksgiving's going to get canceled this year. I'll bet your ass. Because they've been trying to do it for a while. Columbus Day, that's already been canceled. You know what I'm saying? So you can't even trick or treat in LA now. They canceled they canceled Halloween in LA.
They're not canceling that. You didn't hear? They're protesting. Masses are going to protest on the streets and the neighborhoods wearing their masks and their gloves.
You know what I find funny?
Carrying their bags.
So I didn't mean to I know I kind of changed the subject to a little bit, but it's all in the canceling of, you know, holidays and American traditions. And Halloween's a little bit of a world transit, tradition. They're canceling the one holiday or the one event where everybody by default, majority of them are wearing masks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I saw somebody tweet that, like they're canceling the one day that everybody usually wears a mask. And I'm like, you know, that's a good point. So obviously masks don't work.
I mean, some of these costumes though, I mean, they're barely wearing anything. So
I'm okay with that.
Jeez. So we're going to do Oktoberfest on Halloween this year.
Guten Tag.
And do Halloween and Oktoberfest all at the same time. So nice. I'm working on that so that we can have that on our street. Nice. Why not, right?
Yeah,
and let's make the most of it. So there is one more one more thing I do want to say about New York. Mike Pence, our vice president here in the United States, is going to be there. They have a nonprofit decided, hey, you know what? Since the rest of this city has lost their damn minds, we're going to go ahead and do what is traditionally done for the memorial. And they're just going to move it to a church, to a locate another location. And Mike, like I said, the VP is vice president is supposed to be there, and they're going to read off all the names live and start it at 8:30 and do all of that.
That's good.
So that they can keep somewhat of that tradition and honor alive.
So one thing I want to say about Mike Pence is I've been seeing some of his rallies and he's drawing more crowds than Biden, dude. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
It's just, it's Mike Pence at his rallies and he's drawing big crowds. The writing is on the wall. The Democratic Party needs to recollect themselves and think of a new strategy because this is not a winning strategy unless they cheat. Okay. Which some people are saying that this is their goal is to ultimately cheat because they're not going to win the national popular vote. Not the way they're headed. What were you going to say to them?
Oh, I was going to say, what would be even better for tomorrow? What would actually put a real smile on my face for tomorrow with 9/11? Mike Pence is ready in New York, so you already have Secret Service and everybody putting out the detail. I would love to see DJT sneak into New York with his army and help read those names off.
That'd be awesome.
Because you know what? That'd be a fuck you to Cuomo. That would be a fuck you to that other cuck, de Blasio. I would love, and because he loves this country so much, he's from New York. He was out there holding the flag and you know what I mean? Like, this would, honestly, if he was going to win New York, him showing up in New York tomorrow for 9/11 would, I think that would push him over the edge in New York.
He might do it.
I wouldn't put it past him because Trump snuck into, you know, he snuck into whatchamacallit to do, you know, when Pence did his acceptance speech, you know what I mean? He snuck into the, you know, he didn't tell anybody, wasn't on anything. He flew in, you know, unannounced.
I wouldn't be upset if he did that. I don't know if he would only because of the way that it's going to be portrayed. He's going to be portrayed as, look, he's being divisive. Nobody wants him here. You know what Cuomo and all of them said. But I would love it if he did. I don't know if he will, though.
I don't think he will, but it would be pretty... To me, that would actually put like a big smile on my face.
Yeah. Well, here's a smile for you. It took me a minute to figure out what you meant by DJT. I was like, I haven't heard of a DJ called T. I'm so confused.
It's like Mr. T, but different.
I'm like... It, DJ.
Twitter what language,
kind of music
man.
Is he
Twitter
DJing? Language. You know, it's not a rapper. Size. It's not a... All right. Well, so I doing some research because I wanted some different things to just like I said, revolving around kind of 9/11 this time. I went on and they had a conspiracy thing that was out there about 9/11, and it caused me to open up Wikipedia. And Wikipedia is asking for donations of $2.75 to maintain their non-biased reports that they put out there.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Fuck Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is not a...
It's user, the user community.
Yeah, basically, people go... So let's say you wanted to start a Wikipedia entry for...
The Salty Show.
Uncle Timmy, right? So I go in there, and let's say one of the girls log in, and they put something in there like, Uncle Timmy is a nice person, right? And then what happens is the other people that go to the Uncle Timmy entry can dispute, no, Timmy's a jerk. He did this, this, and this to me, right? So what happens is when the information first gets put up there, the accuracy is within question. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that down the road, enough people see and contradict that information that in the end, it levels out to being quote unquote true, right?
My understanding is that Wikipedia chooses certain people to be the arbiters or the gatekeepers of some of that information that's there.
They ask for sightings and things like that, right? They want you to prove what you're putting on there, right?
Right.
So according to what this says, because I read it to Jeremy, I was reading the request to Jeremy this morning when we were sitting at breakfast, and it sounds like they have people that are donating their time to researching and
fact checking or whatever.
Fact checking and
yeah, see that's about right.
Wikipedia.
My impression is that's not the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah, Wikipedia. It's changed. It went like everything else. It got woke and went left. Exactly. You know what I mean? Because people, they got a lot of influencers in there. A lot of money started pouring in from a lot of the lefties, like Kamala Harris. A lot of her page got wiped right before she got announced. You know, a lot of the bad things about her got wiped.
Wow.
You know,
yeah, so that, yeah, that's
so
a problem.
Everything is becoming disinformation.
Even Netflix is being controlled by lefties, and we're going to talk about that. But
So but basically, the idea that Wikipedia needs to pay people to correct the entries, that's my understanding is that's not what it was intended to do. Right, the intention was that everybody puts up citable, you know, factual information, and if you disagree with it, then you can put in a retort or whatever that says, no, this my citing shows that that's not the case, right? And the idea is that when you have enough push on both sides, that you eventually find the middle ground. And if they're hiring people to edit the entries because they don't agree with what they're saying, that's not cool. That's not the way it was supposed to be, or what it was supposed to be, really,
right?
Yep. I mean, if Wikipedia needs money, the one thing that they would need it for is bandwidth, right? Or developers who run through the engine. But you figure at this point, the engine's pretty much done, right? You put information in there and it figures it out. But I don't know why they would need truth checkers or fact checkers. That's not really their business.
They're woke.
I just want to say one last thing about 9/11 real quick. And then we got to get moving on because, you know, Wikipedia is Wikipedia. Remember. Next year, 2021, the Alaska University put together that whole study for the last 4 years. That Building 7 did not collapse, what everybody thinks. So it's going to be interesting what's going to happen.
It's funny you would bring that up because that was going to be my way of closing this out. Is part of the conspiracy theories that are being put out there, and Wikipedia is one of them. One of the articles, I guess you can say, that Wikipedia put out was 9/11 truth movement. And there are people that are asking for an investigation and for it to be reopened because the World Trade Center Building 7, that's they're definitely challenging and saying that just did not go down and blow up like it was reported as part of the everything.
What is the official report on Building 7? How did it go down according to fire and all that stuff? So,
you know, like the normal
buildings next door to it falling down right next to it?
No, okay. That the collapse of the other two buildings compromised the what the structure of the building, and that's what caused it to.
Yeah, I can understand that. But they're saying that someone had to blow it up separately in order for it to fall?
Yeah, so the Alaska study that was, they got paid a lot of money to do. Like, they came with the simulations and everything, and it basically, they came up with and said this thing was demoed. So there's supposed to be like a like a reopening of the case.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to end it on this is, if you go back to that day, and there's a lot of video for this, and again, it is what it is. BBC was reporting live as the building was like falling down. Like, the building was gone. Like, in the background, it was like falling down. And then like 20 minutes later, like, everybody else said, oh my God, Building 7 came down. And BBC was just like, it was like it was nothing. They didn't even acknowledge the fact that the building came down.
Officers, FBI, agents.
And you can see the two towers, a huge explosion now, raining debris on all of us. We better get out of the way.
So that was the BBC?
No. BBC was Tower 7. Like, they were like 20 minutes before it came down. Like, this in American TV.
The first time I saw this was years ago. This video here, for the listener, I'm sorry. But it's a camera guy running with the camera facing backwards, and you see as the debris
the cloud engulfs him.
Engulfs everybody. It's a eerie video to watch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, watching it live and seeing the black cloud. I mean, we talked about this last year on 9/11. We did the show about the black cloud. Like, you know, that black smoke in the horizon at sunset, you know, coming out of Wendy's was disgusting.
It's insanity. It's crazy. I wanted to show that video because to me, that when I saw that video years ago, because, you know, you're watching it live, and you know what I mean, like, everybody was glued to the TV. You know, at that time I was working American Express, and I go in and all the TVs are playing it, and you're just glued and you're like, what is going on? But that video, I remember when I saw, because I kept playing that one over and over again. It's again, the cameraman is just running, and you see everybody just being engulfed by that. The debris and the cloud of dust. It's crazy.
All right, it's disgusting.
Was there anything else?
No. Okay. Just like I said, I wanted to make sure that we didn't forget, even though some people are trying to cancel it.
No. We always got to remember. Okay. So let's move on to Netflix's latest move. And I'm telling you guys, I canceled my Netflix account today because of this. And I think at some point we have to make a stand. And there's been, you know, shows and movies that have been coming out that have been trying to normalize. And then just the inundation of leftist dogma and indoctrination on every single show. I cannot enjoy a show without some leftist points being made. It's just gotten unbearable. And the latest one is, I sent you guys this, and I don't know if you've seen it, Jeremy, but let me show you a clip of this movie that Netflix is touting and that the critics out there are raving about. This is amazing. And so I'm going to show you this clip. And in my opinion, this is sick. Anybody who makes an excuse for this is not good.
So this is a Netflix original?
No. This was an indie movie, won like Sundance Award. Sundance is in France, right?
Foreign films. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
Khan is in France.
It won some big, you know, awards in France. It was made by a friend, you know, French director and everything.
Okay.
So Netflix picked up the rights to it. You know, to put it on.
All right, but it's not necessarily a Netflix original.
No, it's not a Netflix original. Okay. They did not, no.
But this is playing on Netflix. Okay.
Right, they picked it up. They picked up the rights. I'm on my shoe, get you on fire. Give me more time, but you don't stop. I don't care if you
really want to try. And for the listener, how old would you say these girls are? 13,
they're
14?
11.
They're intended to be 11.
And they're wearing like skimpy clothes, and they're making sexual dance moves, even touching their privates. All right. So, cancel Netflix starts trending it. And then you get people defending it and saying, oh, well, this is not, I mean, and to me, it's this push in society towards the normalization of pedophilia. And again, this is just another brick in this wall that's being built of evidence telling us, guys, we cannot just accept this as being normal. This is not, because there are sick people out there who use these videos. And, you know, I canceled my Netflix accounts. I'm not. And you know, one of the reasons they ask you, why'd you cancel? Because of your move towards pedophilia, Netflix. And I'm sure, and it was trending, by the way, it was trending on Twitter, this cancel Netflix hashtag. Yeah. So Twitter takes it off. I don't know if they're still, let me see.
Yeah. They shadow banned it.
They shadow banned
it. Yeah. Shadow banned. Yeah,
so the basis of the movie is that, God damn it. Sorry. Hold on. What the hell? No.
So some people came out saying that supporting the removal of the movie's called Cuties.
So yeah, it's called Cuties. It's about an 11-year-old girl named Amy who starts to rebel against her conservative family's traditions when she becomes fascinated with a free spirit. When she becomes fascinated with a free-spirited dance crew, and it basically shows that she is
free-spirited
overseas. Yeah, but the city, the community she's in is it kind of looks like it's tied to a like Islamic Muslim type of city in the trailer. I was just watching the trailer to fully understand what this is about to add into it. But, it's all overseas. Even the actors, the cast, I can't even say these names. They're all overseas.
Yeah. It's a foreign film that they've overdubbed in English. But I wanted to see if I could find, you know, I was going through some of these comments and, you know, a lot of people, and look, this is how it's classified in the whole thing. This is
sex and nudity
on IMDb.
But I mean, they're saying that people are acknowledging that this is not, you know, and when you hear a movie like this and, you know, young kids are like, oh, I want to watch that movie because, hey, guess what? I'm a dancer too. And I'm doing this. And you see what I'm saying? This is not good. This is how they lure kids into this bullshit and how they try to normalize. Oh, it's okay. You know, this is, look, some famous people are dancing this way.
It's just dancing. They're just dancing.
Yeah.
They're shaking their ass and grabbing their crotches. Right. What do you mean? Right. This is just dancing.
And like I said, the young lady that this is, you know, the story's supposed to kind of be based on, in the movie, parts of the movie, she's wearing the headpiece that covers the head. What is that?
The hijab.
Yes.
Hijab.
Yeah. And then it goes from that to like a very Americanized looking dress and style and school and phone. And so she's going from that environment where she's being raised. So what is that? Muslim? When you have the hair pieces and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Cover ups.
Well, the irony is that people are coming out saying, well, anybody who opposes this, you know, it's the equivalent of Sharia law. So Cernovich is a freaking.
That guy cracked me
Let
up.
Let me show you.
He's like, Assalamu alaikum.
Wait, what?
So he says, if the choice is between Cuties and Sharia law, then Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Meaning to say,
Assalamu alaikum.
He'd rather have Sharia than this pedophilia shit, man. This is not good. This is not okay. Not okay.
So somebody sent me an article because based on a conversation we had today. And it's from Roger Ebert. You know, he's, you know, I guess says
one of the critics,
a movie reviewer.
Yeah.
What his review said outside of trying to explain, like he did it, like he explained to like, oh, like they're trying to, they see it and they're emulating it and it's not right. And he's like, the director is basically, it's the opposite of what everybody's saying it is. The director is putting it in everybody's face. They're going, look, this is what these girls, you know, like these girls are being, you know, sexualized at 11. You know what I mean? Like it was a weird stint on the whole thing. So I'm looking at it going, I don't care. My feeling is I don't care what your stint is. Making a movie and making millions off it is not the right approach. If you want to do like a, be like, this is what's going on and making people aware and this needs to stop, I'm all about that. But you can't say you're trying to address it by putting it in front of everybody's face by making millions. You know what I'm saying? And I told this person, I sent it to me. I said, you know, that I said it is an interesting take on the movie. I'm not, you know, but I said, at the end of the day, there is no reason for me as a grown ass man to watch a movie about 11-year-olds popping it. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Like I have no reason to ever watch that movie, nor watch any movie that have little kids on. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not a thing for an adult person to do. So if you're an adult male, like, oh, I want to see what this is. You're a little creep, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, you want to see 11-year-old girls pop their ass. And because they say they grab their hoo-ha. You know, like, they're emulating like a Cardi B fucking video.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So look, I'll say this. Wop.
You can say expression. It's disgusting. I mean, for me, it's disgusting. I don't want. I'm disgusted by that kind of movie.
You can make references to it. You can suggest it without showing it. It's the equivalent of say, you know, a rape. You know, you can make reference to it, but you're not going to show the actual act. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to show the whole thing. This is not. And people who justify this, again, it's just the normalization of this shit. And we can't. We at some point we have to take a stand and say we're not OK with this. And we got to hit him where it hurts. And to me, it's, you know, it's
pockets.
Cancel Netflix. Because they have to get the message that they can't put this shit out there. And oh, well, we're doing it so that you can. No. This is not. I don't believe them for 1 second. And especially because of the way that the things, again, the whole Pizzagate. I know people get uncomfortable when we bring this topic up. But this is true. And it's look, I'm going to show you something else. Because, again, during the time of, you know, where we go one, we go all. This shit is happening, and this is the hill that this Hollywood wants to die on, dude. And let me show you again. Symbolism will be their downfall. This is Lilo and Stitch, right? They have the version of their movie in that's playing on Disney Plus. And I'm gonna let you watch it, and then I'm gonna explain to you why they said that they changed it. However, look what they changed it from and to. So this is the scene where, what's the little girl's name?
Lilo.
I don't know.
Lilo. She's hiding. She's hiding in a dryer. She comes out, and you know, her bigger sister gets her. Disney Plus changed the scene, and look what she's in now.
This is the Disney Plus version. What?
He's inside a pizza box.
Are we serious?
What?
It's a pizza box. Okay, again, knowing what we know about Pizzagate, this is what Disney chose to put this little kid in, and they changed it from a dryer. Now Disney Plus came out saying, well, we just didn't want kids getting into dryers, and we felt that we had to change it. But Disney Plus, in the middle of where we go one, we go all, The Great Awakening, you choose a pizza box.
Pizza box.
Is that what do you mean a pizza box? It doesn't look like a pizza box.
Well, yeah, it's hard to see on the screen, but that's same a pizza box. Thing.
Just change it to a pizza box.
And she says it.
What?
Fuck you, Disney.
What the heck is a...
Tell me
well, and here's the other thing. She puts the kid in a, you know, she puts out the towel or whatever, the blanket. Then she wraps up the kid and takes him. She takes Lilo.
Right. That's called kidnapping.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly like human trafficking. So, like, you just literally, like...
You
just
come out of the pizza box and I throw you in a blanket and haul you off.
There's two options here. One option is that they're oblivious to what is trending and what's going on in the world right now.
No.
One. Or two, they know and they don't give a shit. And this is basically them flaunting this shit.
So, all right. So the non-conspiracy theorist in me looks at that picture and goes, there's no way in hell it's a pizza box. I don't know what it is, but it's not a pizza box.
But they say it in the movie.
But you see that there's a pizza image, right?
The girl drinking the beer said it, not the movie.
You acknowledge that the image is a pizza, right? No?
No.
You don't see
the box. It's like a big wooden box. Like,
well, you know what it is? Because we're in the three tiles. Like, maybe you can you make it bigger?
Originally, yeah. Stitch.
Okay.
On the screen?
Yeah, let me do that.
Hey, Okay. Dryer. Going to Disney. This is a Disney Plus version.
All right.
What?
Yeah, that's a pizza box with the,
it's a pizza. It's the top of a pizza box. When it opens up, you can see the bottom of the pizza.
Yeah, it's a pizza box. I mean, it has the what are the pepperoni and the smoke coming out of of the hot pizza. It's a pizza box.
Well, is it a pizza box that's covering up like a cabinet? Because it's not.
So it was a dryer. It's in the cabinet. Basically, it's a pizza box instead of the dryer lid.
Right.
It clearly
changed it. It's no longer a dryer. I'll give you that. It's no longer a dryer. It's like a wooden table.
So the thing around
it covered
is
the front of it with a pizza box.
You're right.
Maybe.
So the thing around it is furniture, maybe like a shelf or whatever. But the little girl has put a pizza box in there, and she's using the pizza box to hide herself, because when you see it open, it has the size of
same
a pizza.
Exact thing.
Yeah, so the funny thing is it opens up just like the dryer did.
But they
right?
put a pizza on front.
Right, they clear-coated the front of the... Yeah.
Jeremy will look at it on Disney Plus so you can see it on a clear TV.
I've never seen Lilo and Stitch. I've never cared
again, because it's about children. I'm an adult. I'm never going to watch
I've seen lots of Disney movies. Obviously, I watch them with my kids, and I've watched them with nieces and nephews. And I mean, I watched them when I was a kid. My mom and dad bought all of the Disney movies when they came out, hold your ears, kids, on VHS. I mean, we had the whole collection. So, I mean, I've watched many a Disney movie.
Yeah.
But this is not one of them.
Oh, yeah, this is probably newer, you know, you were no longer a kid.
Yeah, it was outside my wheelhouse. But I don't know. I mean, I understand Disney's statement of, we don't want kids climbing into dryers, right? Because that is a way to die. I mean, you hear stories of, I remember years ago we had a cat, and the cat would get in the dryer. And I told my ex-wife at the time, my wife, I'm all, you shouldn't let the cat in there. She's like, why? Well, because if he gets used to jumping in there, one of these days he's going to jump in there. You're not going to know he's in there. You're going to turn it on and bye-bye cat. Right. So it's, you know, I understand that that's dangerous.
That's a WAP. That's a WAP.
Well, no. No.
Jesus.
But so, no, yeah,
it's
but
a dry,
I don't,
it's a DAP.
I don't know if I would convert that over to a pizza box for, and this is, you're referring this all back to Pizzagate, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So look, again, Jeremy, you know, if we just take this simple example and say, oh, this on its own is harmless. I'm with you. On its own is harmless. And that's why I said, it's one brick. It's one brick in this big theory about how there is a secret Hollywood ring that preys on children, and they've used the pizza reference as code to talk about kids. So now, again, you know, we can be skeptical like you and say, eh, okay, all right, I'll give you that. However, once you start looking at the bigger picture and you start looking at thing after thing after thing, and you're like, this is weird, guys. Something's going on. Something's not adding up. And the fact that everybody who was in that Epstein, who was that lady that came out and kind of said, put a bunch of names out there? All of them.
Maxwell,
exactly. Everybody who's been referenced and linked to this has been pretty awfully quiet about this, all this shit that's been going on. So again, maybe it's just COVID. Maybe we're exaggerating here, but you know, take it for what it's worth. It's just, again, in my opinion, this is just a brick, and you can toss that brick, or you can, you know, again, I've canceled my Netflix. I've canceled Disney Plus. I canceled all that shit because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to contribute to this. And I'm getting to the point where I'm just seeing so much evidence that I can't play naive to it, because knowing damn well what's happening, this is not cool. Okay. Now, a new scandal for Trump. I'm gonna have you take.
Were we done with the old ones?
Oh yeah, they're happening so quick now. It's like, so I'm gonna take a wild guess, Jeremy. What would you say is the latest scandal about Trump? The latest one.
Just
broke about two days ago.
I have no idea, man. I've drawn a blank over here.
Well, so I heard somebody make this reference about all these different stories that are coming out, these hoaxes that are coming out about Trump. And it was that, you remember that Looney Tunes reference with Wile E. Coyote and the... He's always setting up traps for the Roadrunner, right?
Oh, for the Roadrunner, yeah.
Is that Looney Tunes? I think it's Looney Tunes. So
yeah, it's Looney Tunes.
Yeah, so he's always setting up these traps. And then he always falls into the same traps that he set up for the Roadrunner. This is the Democrats that the modern times, because their latest scandal is that Trump tried to downplay COVID, and he talked to Bob Woodward, who was in the process of writing a book. And Trump didn't talk to him just only once; he talked to this guy multiple times, and you know. Well, obviously, Bob Woodward was recording these conversations. And so the media comes out, the story comes out, like just the way that it comes out is so fake. Trump caught on tape, you know, downplaying COVID way back in February. Right. And then it's until later that you start hearing the layers. Oh, he sat down willingly. Oh, he knew he was being recorded. Oh, he met with him multiple times. Oh, so what's the story here? That Trump tried to downplay the COVID thing as not how he painted it. So what's the story, guys? What's the story that Trump said, hey, you know what? What was the actual quote, Tim? I wish I had it with me, what he actually said.
Oh, I think he was like, yeah, he goes, this is 5 times worse than the flu.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, you know, basically saying like, yeah, we know that this is, you know, much more deadlier, but I don't want to create panic and I want to downplay, you know, and I'm downplaying it. And then in March, he's like, I'm still downplaying it because I don't want to create panic, which is the right thing to do. If something is bad, and again, so the reason why this is all bullshit, okay, he could tell them, okay, he came out in February, you know, in January 31st and did the travel ban in China. Okay. You're xenophobic, blah, blah, blah. All the names. We've seen all the videos. We talked about this extensively. Okay. Then, you know, Nancy Pelosi comes out, come to Chinatown. No problems. Then you have de Blasio and the health commissioner. Come to New York, live your life. The flu is worse than Corona. CNN, Anderson Cooper, the flu is taking 30,000 people, and that's the concern this year. Coronavirus is nothing. Andrew Cuomo. Ah, yeah. This is nothing. This is happening in China. Disregard it. 3 weeks later, oh, my God, the world is coming to an end. We need PPE. We need ventilators, and he's not doing it. We need ships. We need hospitals, and holy shit. It's almost like they knew.
Yeah, they were planning. You know, they were planning to cause all this drama because they think people have a short-term memory, and maybe some people do, but the internet lives forever. So Dr. Fauci is asked about this. Hey, did Trump try to push you into this? And Fauci comes out and says, I didn't get any sense that president was distorting coronavirus pandemic. So to me, the story dies here, right? Because this is the left's golden boy, Dr. Fauci. Until he, you know, he comes out to Trump's defense, they don't want him, but they praise this guy. And so what are they to me, again, the story ends here. And important fact to note, Woodward is selling a book. And if this was so pertinent, why didn't Woodward come with it out at that time instead of letting hundreds of thousands, how they try to. Why did he wait for it to come out when he's writing a book? To me, it should be a alert. This guy is not trustworthy.
So it's funny you mentioned that, right? Because yes, his book is coming out September 15th, and of course it's going to be on the New York Times bestseller, like every other book that came out that bashed Trump that nobody talks about anymore. Mm-hmm. What was interesting was today at his press conference, I just saw a clip. I didn't get to watch it today. What was interesting was the first asshole in the White House press corps, you know, the first question is, why did you lie to us, and why should we believe anything you say right now?
This was to Trump?
Yeah. And Trump was just like, that's a nasty question. Like, shut up. Basically, you're like, you're an woman. Asshole. And he's like, if what I said was so bad, and oh my God, and if Woodward thought this was the worst thing in the world, why did he wait? What are we in seven months of a pandemic? Yeah. To release it, right? 6 months of a pandemic, into a pandemic, right before his book is about to be released, tapes came out. Why would you do that? If it was so bad, why wouldn't you do it after the interview? Right. Where, holy shit, I got him on tape saying this. Boom. Why didn't you do it February 7th when he first said, he goes, yeah, this is five times deadlier than the flu. Because everybody, Biden, Beijing Biden, all these fucking assholes on the left were all downplaying this worse than Trump. They were saying, there's no panic. Trump is fear-mongering, all this crap. And Biden was privy to some of this information. Biden was still having rallies. Biden had rallies into March.
Yeah.
His last rally was like right before the shutdowns. Yep. Hello? Hello, McFly?
Well, I mean, look, I right here in front of you guys, I have all these, the headlines of some of these. The AP comes out in the new virus. Oh, sorry. Is the new virus more deadly than flu? Not exactly. This was in January. Amid coronavirus outbreak, doctors remind public flu is deadlier, more widespread. Fox. Panic over coronavirus could be caused by the flu numbers. These are all stories that broke out at that time. And they're trying to blame Trump as downplaying it. Guys, you and this was should have Trump just said he should have had these headlines ready for them. No. It wasn't just me. You guys were doing it as well. Look at your own headlines. Everybody was trying to. And again, from what we find out, 9,000 people have died from this. And again, it's solely just because of this. Now, again, some people, this is people who didn't have those core. Comorbidities. Was it that deadly? I think it's we're overreacting here, guys.
I mean, we've had this conversation 100 times. I mean, people that have cancer, AIDS, like anything that's immune deficiency that your body's already fighting.
Mm-hmm.
What kills them? What kills them most of the time? Not the cancer.
Yeah.
What is the final nail? Hate this pun, but what's the final nail in the coffin?
Some virus infection. Pneumonia.
Because they can't. Okay.
Yeah. They get pneumonia and then they're done. Right. This winds up being almost the same thing. Because if you look at what is one of the symptoms is that this thing can cause pneumonia, right? This is what everybody was going into the hospital for, was pneumonia. And they were giving them ventilators. And I don't know if that's good for pneumonia. So now that's why you're seeing the ventilator use going down for the people in the ICU. Because they're realizing like, uh-oh, the ventilators might be a bad idea. Like, unless you really, 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 really need it, let's get rid of the pneumonia and give you a steroid or something like that that brings down, that kicks the pneumonia. Then you can get through the other symptoms. You know what I mean? But if you have, one of these comorbidities, you know, from what I'm reading, I'm not a fucking doctor, but this is common fucking sense. I'm sorry. This is not some rant. So, like, ever. I love it when
I hear Trump say, you know, what he said, which is I don't know if he used the word downplay. No, he said downplay?
Yeah.
But here's what I hear, which is he's trying not to create panic. And I don't know who came out and said, this is Trump's inability to have a broad, reach of the English vocabulary, right? This is Trump, his limited vocabulary, basically, where he says, "Hey, you know, I'm not trying to panic everybody, because that would be the worst. That's not what leaders do. Why would he say, oh my God, everybody, you know, lock yourself? Why would he do that as a president? Panic everybody when it was still uncertain, and you still have newspapers coming out saying, hey, this is not that bad, guys. Why would the president all of a sudden be like, oh my God, that's not a leader. And hiding in his basement.
100%. And then you saw the true hysteria the minute everyone's like, oh my God, the cases are going up and New York, you know, we're going to start shutting, you know, all that conversation. What was the first thing that happened? Everybody panicked and ran and got toilet paper. You know what I mean? So imagine this. Think about people did without really understanding what was going on and what they bought in the hysteria. Okay. Now, if he would have said that in February, oh my God, this country would have burned down.
Nobody has told me
truly burned out.
Why the toilet paper though? It's been 5 months now, and yeah, I still don't know why toilet paper.
I think it was because of the filter out.
Because there was so much bullshit happening, they were confused on what kind of shit. So they're like, let's get some fucking toilet paper so we can handle this shit.
But nobody ever said go buy toilet paper. Exactly. Nobody ever said go stock up on toilet paper. That's why I don't understand.
It was hand sanitizer
and hand sanitizer and bleach. I can understand.
Yeah,
no, but toilet paper. Dude. Like, why not buy meat?
We did. But still, I remember about 3 months ago, we were driving through our neighborhood in the convertible, just getting it out, getting it running. And we were driving through the neighborhood and we drove by this one house. It was a relatively big house. And I think it had a 3-car garage, and the doors for the garage were open, and all across the back wall of the garage was toilet paper from Costco. Just huge packages of toilet paper. It's just all the way across the garage. I'm just like, holy
no, I think
cow,
they were going to make, I think people were going to make masks out of toilet paper because somebody saying that
I promise you, toilet paper
has got the right stuff in there that it can keep the particles out from coming in. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, people didn't know what the hell to do.
No, but I'm saying that the regular Joe Schmo was not buying toilet paper because of that. The regular Joe Schmo just said, we're running out of toilet paper. Well, then I'm going to get toilet paper.
Yeah.
Buy a bidet.
Once you go into the grocery store and you can't get something that you could go in any other time and get left, right, and center. You're like, there is a panic. Like, where's all the I need toilet paper. Where's all the toilet paper?
Yeah.
I don't know where. Oh my God. And then, you know, it's a domino effect. I mean, snowball effect. Once two people see that, and then they wipe out two other stores, and now 8 people are seeing that, and they wipe out those stores, and now 64 people are seeing that. And it's just,
It's like what Saul caused to happen when he said that the alcohol sales were going to shut down. And I called Michael and Jenna and said, you're in Sam's Club. Quick, buy booze. They're going to stop selling booze. And next thing you know, the whole shelf was empty.
I saw a great video today. I don't know who sent the video. If I saw it to somebody I follow, like somebody on Twitter, or maybe you sent it, Saul, they were basically saying like, okay, so let's say Trump says, oh my God, this is the worst thing in the world. Brace yourselves. They're like, think about what people do to save $20 on Black Friday. No, seriously, the guy's like, think about that panic that happens on Black Friday at 5 o'clock in the morning at Walmart to save money on a TV.
Yeah. $20 on TV.
Now tell people, you might die.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. What the? People would have killed each other.
There'd be the purge.
In the store. They would have They would have shot each other in the store over toilet paper. You know what I'm saying? People got into fights over toilet paper, but people would have probably shot each other over toilet paper or stabbed each, you know, in the store. You're making the problem worse because you still don't know what the spread is here. If Trump goes, yeah, this is pretty deadly because from what I'm seeing in China, but if only 5 people died in America, okay, maybe they contained it and then it spread like wildfire. You know, but how can you tell, you know, everyone's like, he should have shut down 2 weeks early. He would have saved all these lives. Oh, yeah. Real easy, Dick. I could say you should have shut down the economy in October of last year, flu season, and nobody would die of the flu.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like, come on.
Are we going to shut down every year?
You can. No. World doesn't sustain that way. Well, communism.
And it's not
they're
worth
not
going
to reopen.
Look, and what everything has shown, it's not worth it. They can't pass a bailout, another bailout. This is what happens. The government just gets bigger. They can't agree on anything, you know, in Congress. And how are you going to get things done, you know, and if you create more chaos? It didn't work. It's not worth it. And like Jeremy says, we can't keep shutting down every year. We've been dealing with the virus, and again, this is a sad part of life. I know this sounds callous, but it's the truth. Disease is a part of life. This is not, you know, I mean, if you look at it, it's new in this time that people are living longer because of the advent of medicine and all that, which is good. However, I don't understand when people feel like that they need to be guaranteed health or guaranteed life. What the fuck? If you live in an island on your own, you fend for yourself, and that's the freest you're ever going to be. Nobody's going to guarantee you health and wealth and all this. And so, and that's the unique thing about America, is that, you know, we are freedom over everything. If we want government to take care of us, then we're going to go into, you know, the dark ages. We're going to go into Soviet Russia, and we don't want
Australia.
That.
So exactly. Look at Australia and New Zealand. OK, so everyone's like, look at what they did. New Zealand eradicated the virus. Well, they shut down their entire country. Like, you could only go out for like you get an hour and exercise and only go to the grocery store and like one at a time. OK. They shut down everything. That has long-term side effects. Okay, they reopened. They were like, oh, 100 days, and they're all out with masks and everything. Oh, shit, they had a little bit of an outbreak. You know what they did? They locked down the country again, and they got checkpoints, and they got cops, they got drones. Australia, they are arresting people for being out in public without a mask. They went in. Dude, they went in. I forget what area in Australia. It might have been not Sydney, but the other one.
Perth?
No, but one of the other big ones. Anyway, a lady posted on Facebook against the mask mandate and the lockdowns. You know, the cops came to her house with her children there, and she videoed it. They arrested her, confiscated her laptop and all her belongings because she wrote against. So what happened? What happened about a year or two ago in First Australia? Minute. No. What happened? They don't have a constitution.
Well,
like
right, but we do. First Amendment.
Right. But what happened in Australia about 2 years ago? We covered it on this show. What did everybody willingly
they
do
disarmed.
When
they
passed
the law? Gave up the gun confiscation.
They got rid of the guns.
Mm-hmm.
And what did everybody say? Well, the criminals are still going to keep guns, but now I can't protect myself. We talked about it on this show.
Yeah.
Now guess what? Nobody got guns. Mm-hmm. Guess what the cops can do?
Whatever they want.
There you go, folks.
There you go. All right, I'm gonna move on to the next topic, which is, and this is kind of a little bit related, but while all this mayhem is going on, the scandal about, you know, Trump and, you know, downplaying the COVID, the latest hoax, I think it's the same day or maybe a day later, Trump was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. On the deals he worked out with Israel and some of the Middle Eastern countries.
Hey, Saul, what do you think his odds are of actually winning it? I mean, it's one thing to be nominated, but.
Oh, my God. I don't think he'll win because there's, I think, a lot of people who vote on this, you know, hate him to begin with. And you know this because how quickly Obama won it without having done anything. He had just gotten in office. He hadn't done anything, and he wins it. Again, it just shows you the level of stupidity that there is there. So I don't think he's going to win it. However, if he does, oh my God, that and then you'll hear the left come out and say, "Oh yeah, this is all bullshit." Anyways, the Nobel Peace Prize, and it's been like that for a long time since the, again, how Tim says, once the left takes over something, they make it shit. And every, you know, respected institution in the past, from the UN to this. The Nobel Peace Prize Commission, it's all bullshit. They've ruined everything. What were you gonna say?
They are the people of no fun anymore. Like, if you look, like, honestly, look, they are the most they've become the most miserable. Like, honestly, I feel like they've become Republicans. Like, you know how, like, I used to always say, like, man, Republicans don't know how to have fun. Republicans seem to have a good old time now, like being out on the boats, girls in bikinis, titties, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then you get these people that want to burn down buildings. And when you look at them, they really are like, you know, when you have a really nasty shit from a day of drinking, like that's what they look like. They look like they're the shit that comes out from a nasty day of drinking.
I try
like
not
the
to
next
look
morning.
At it. I try not to look at it. I just walk away.
Wow. No, but you feel it coming out of you. Like, you're like, why does this get out of me? You know what I mean? Like, that it's like they're the alcohol coming out of your ass.
Heidi is,
you know what I mean? Like,
shocked.
I would like to take this moment to apologize to our listeners.
No, but seriously, like, would you look at these people? Like,
You see the one, oh, wildfires in Washington and Oregon? Oh, yeah. They just arrested like four or five Antifa fucks for setting fires. So apparently, it's like now they're fucking, apparently they're the ones burning down the goddamn states.
Well, I find it very difficult for me to feel bad for any of those states, right? They brought it upon themselves. They let these assholes destroy their cities, destroy their forests now. It's just, you know, if you guys had this under control and did what you were supposed to do, this would have been reduced by tenfold. 20-fold, 100-fold, who knows?
They don't do it.
You know, it's speculation.
Look, everybody has been saying, you got to do controlled fires. But they don't want to do controlled fires because they feel that it's going to pollute
California, especially. All these fires in Northern California, if they had done the Forest Service or the, I don't know what the California State Forest Service is called, but if they had just let them go in and clean up like they want, you know, they have protocols for these things, right? They do it in every other state. But in California, oh no, leave the wildlife alone. Don't touch anything. Eco-friendly. Just let it go through its natural course. Well, guess what the natural course is, assholes? Mm-hmm. Shit burns down every so many years and everything grows back again. Well, guess what?
Death
now your
California.
Houses are in the middle. Now your houses are in the middle of the of this cycle and you're burned out. You can't breathe. I have a coworker who lives in Washington. And she has a little farm out there, and she lost like 10 goats from the fire. I don't think you know her.
Oh.
But basically, she has a little farm out there, and she lost a bunch of her animals from the smoke inhalation.
Yeah.
And but, it's just like, she didn't do any of that.
I just saw a stat, and then I'll turn it over to you. I just saw a stat. 500,000 people, you know, citizens of Oregon. What are they? Oregonies?
Oregonians.
Oregonians. Oregonies.
Origamis. Origamis.
Origamis. Yeah, all these 500,000 origamis have had to evacuate. That is 10% of their entire population. 10% have had to migrate. You know, had to evacuate.
Displace. Yeah.
500,000. 10%. Yeah. 10% of your citizens.
But I guarantee you, Tim, that those liberals out there, they would prefer that than their precious trees to burn. To me, it shows a level of, as much as they love the environment, it shows you how little they know about it in the natural course of things that happen in nature. Okay? Forest fires are not new, right? Whenever lightning struck, boom, this is nature's way of revitalizing life, because what happens is that shit burns and it goes to the ground and now it becomes fertile ground for other trees to grow. This is nature. Nature fights against humanity living in certain places, right? This is what it does. And so we are constantly fighting against the forces of nature to even exist on this planet. This is a reality, and to live comfortably. So for them, they're like, oh yeah, let it burn. Yeah. Well, look at the tens of thousands of people that now you have displaced. You are now placing the environment above the life of people. These people don't have the same value for human life that they do for the environment. And they would proudly tell you that's the case. And so this should be a wake up call for anybody who is heading down this path, is just understand that when you embrace the environment over humanity, humans will die in a lot of cases. And this is the ideology that you guys are embracing.
Yep. Right. But I saw a great stat today. Well, not stat, but a really great observation by, our boy Jack P over at OAN and OAN.
Yeah.
You noticed that, what happened this week in most states? What opened up in most states?
Schools?
Schools. All of a sudden, the riots and the protesting has died down.
the idiots are going back to school.
The idiots are back in school, and the teachers are back in school. That way, they're sitting there rioting with them.
Yeah.
So it's a really interesting observation that, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's
school's back in session, so all these people that are protesting have other responsibilities. So it's really interesting.
Are you talking about universities and colleges?
Yeah, and public schools. Yeah, remember public school teachers in Portland? I mean,
they were the ones up there writing.
They were the ones, and this is not me making it up.
No.
This is from the arrest reports. People were showing them like, oh, this one's a teacher, this one's a teacher, this one's a teacher, this one's a social worker, this one's a social worker, this one, you know, it works at a daycare. I'm just like, these people work with fucking kids.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's crazy. And you saw what happened to Caitlin Bennett today in UCF.
Oh, I missed
it. She killed her.
Well, she's always getting into. But I want to cover this before we move on. And again, these are wins for Donald Trump. And I recently saw the movie Boondock Saints. And there's a quote that I don't know why I missed it, but I missed this quote. And it's so beautiful because it's for this time. And there's a quote. Remember that scene when they go into get guns after they decide, hey, you know what? We're kind of going to be vigilantes and get rid of the fucking criminals. So there's a quote when they went to go buy guns. And the quote up there said, while the wicked stand confounded, call me with thy saints surrounded. I love that quote because, you know, and this is what Trump does to these people who want to destroy our way of life. Because we're seeing things after things that are evidence that the left has gone crazy, dude. That they are number one normalizing pedophilia, number two they are defending criminals, and they've said it. They yell at it in their chants. And one of the things that Trump is doing, the federal government, obviously under the direction of Trump and what's his name, Jesus, why did I forget the Attorney General Barr? What he's doing out in Chicago? Did you see the numbers? The rate?
The 500.
Dude, the rate dropped in half. They called it Operation Legend, led by A.G. Barr in Chicago. The murder rate cut in half.
Like over 500 arrests or something like that they've
made? Yeah. This guy, they're doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people are not. And again, cleaning up the streets that these liberal local governments are not doing. It's the dereliction of their duty. This is what they're practicing right now. They are not doing what they were voted in to do. So guess what the federal government has to do? It has to step in and take control of these cities. And they're doing a great job. And again, this is unsung. This is Fox News reported this, but you know, you should be seeing this all over CNN. They're never going to talk about this.
No, you can't do that. They're worried about fucking interviewing Joe Biden in a garage. But, you know what I'm saying?
But in my opinion, people on the ground are seeing it, and there's evidence to this. And this is what I'm going to lead to, which is there was this video, and I think I sent it to you guys. And I saw this where, you know, you think this is going to go a certain way, and it's a cop trying to arrest a criminal, a black guy. I don't know where this is at. Somewhere in the hood is what the video describes it as. However, what you see is a cop who's completely out of shape. Poor guy. And he's trying to arrest this guy and he can't. And now you think that this is going to go a certain way. And then there's a surprise that happens. And again, to me, this is evidence that the left's attempt to create division, racial divides, is not working. And people are now waking up. And watch this video. So this criminal starts beating up the cop, hitting him in the face. And then you see everybody around come to the cop's defense and just lay this guy out and hold him down so that the cop can come and arrest him. This is a change.
So go ahead, Tim. Of the video kind of, it could have went bad real quick.
Yeah, because they don't know. I'll let you guys watch it. It could have. Going down to the clay. So you see the cops starting to arrest the guy, and eventually you're going to see more police officers come in after he made the call. Oh, this video doesn't show it, but I'm going to describe it. So eventually you see more cops coming in, and the one guy who initially was holding the guy down so the cop could arrest him, he's still on him, and one police officer comes in and basically pushes him because he thinks he's intervening. Because again, this is what normally happens. You know, you think that, you know, the cop is struggling with 3-4 people. But then the officer right away tells him, no, he's good. And so everything like down. But
we talked about that before, right? You have police officers that show up into these situations. They have no idea what happened before they've gotten there. And so they have to react to what they're seeing at this moment.
Exactly.
Sure. The one guy was holding the perpetrator or whatever down, but the cop got there and all he saw was two guys, you know, wrestling. So he's, right. he's going to try to take into account what's going on. And,
right.
you know, sometimes you get the right answer. Sometimes you don't, but we're super quick with this new cell phone era to throw them up on CNN and mm-hmm. show them as being these, you know, peaceful people were just sitting there and all of a sudden this cop just walked up and started pushing people around. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Cops are bad. Kill them all. It's just like, yeah. no, you need to stop. Just stop exactly. right there. And just,
that's why I'm glad that the people there and the cop was like, no. Cause he, right. he was like, he's good. He's good. He's helping. And the cop was like, oh shoot, my bad. You know, because
right.
and that's in the heat yeah. of the moment. You're there trying exactly. to, you know, you're trying to make sure that you don't know if the cops, you know, the cop, you see two on sure. one, you don't know if the guy's, you know,
I'm sure that the cop that pulled up later, all he heard on the radio was there's a, you know, a fellow officer needs assistance at blah, blah, blah and blah, blah, blah intersection.
Yeah.
And he pulls up and this is what he sees. You know, yeah. what is he supposed to do? Get out and start asking people, oh, excuse me.
And take
excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am with the cell phone, could you come here?
Yeah.
Yes. Which one of these people is yeah. the good guy? Which one's the bad guy? So I know who I need to take care of.
But take the clothes off. Take the clothes off, right? Let's say they're all playing normal people, right? That guy's beating up that guy. That guy comes to help him, right? And they're trying to contain him. Right. Nelson's, you know, now finally on top trying to, you know, settle the situation. The guy's helping him. I roll up because I'm like, oh, shoot, Nelson's in trouble. Mm-hmm. We're all do the same thing. Push the guy that's trying to help right. out of the way because you're like, whoa, that's my friend I'm trying to protect.
Right.
And you're like, no, I'm trying to help. Oh, my right. bad, homie. Like, yeah, all, you right. diffuse it real quick. Be like, yo, my bad. But that is a simple, it's not a mistake, but that's a simple reaction that
right.
everybody well,
you
has
it,
when somebody
call it a mistake. He pulled up with the information that he had. Mm-hmm. He made a decision. Was it the right decision? No, but it was, you know, it was soon addressed and said, no, he's okay. Okay. Then let's go work on this other situation. And mm-hmm. you can't blame humans for doing that.
No, I'm not blaming them, but I'm just saying I'm it could have ended really bad because, you know, sometimes somebody sees that the cop could have came running out, guns blazing, like put your hands up. And the guy moved to pop. You know what I mean?
True.
You know, because you see but it didn't things happen. Like that.
So, I mean, we can speculate, but that's not what happened. Now, I do want to mention this, like Tim says, BLM, you know, school started and now and all these riots and Antifa and all that, it's quelling. So, you know, what is it called? The protests and all that stuff is dying out. However, Antifa or BLM, this person here is making one last ditch effort. And I don't know, guys, do you think this is going to work? Let me play this video. So she's offering to suck the cop's dicks or lick some pussy if she if they can take the badge off.
What?
I think they're out of ideas. They're out of ideas.
They wanted the cops to concede, so she's just using her dirty whore mouth.
Take that badge off, quit that job, I'll suck the fuck out of your dick. You want to throw? I'll eat your pussy too, lady.
I don't think she was that good looking either.
If you're desperate, lady, I know a couple single guys that will offer up their penises for you.
Tim was
saying, put a bag over the head, Timmy. You'll be fine.
Which coast is she on?
Not I.
Bend her over. Guys. Have her face the opposite direction.
Exactly.
You won't. It'll be fine.
London Bridge.
And here's another beautiful sight. Everything's going back to normal now.
Trump's rallies are
getting full, man. They're beautiful. This is Michigan, man. Michigan is going red. I'm going to say maybe Minnesota might go red. I mean, this guy is filling stadiums while Biden.
North Carolina.
Michigan was red. Michigan went red 2016.
Yeah. But let me tell you something. Let me. His rallies are picking up steam like you would not believe. Everywhere he goes, this airport hangar is a beautiful, it's genius, okay? He showed up to North Carolina, right? And right behind him, he had stadiums right behind him. So, obviously, he's a genius. He made sure that they all wore masks because they're going to be focused on everybody behind them. Everybody was wearing a mask there. I think maybe there was one or two people that weren't.
Yeah.
The Hill posted a picture and goes, see, Trump rally. No mask, no social distancing. But they posted the picture
wait,
of everybody wearing masks.
not the overspill.
Yeah.
You know, not the overflow of the crowd that was wearing absolutely no mask or majority of no mask. They put the picture on there that said Trump rallies, super spreader, you know, no masks.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you were lying. You posted a picture of people wearing masks and you said no mask. You're like, so the ramen noodle kid did a video. I saw it yesterday right away, but then he did a video on that today. Oh my god!
They're wearing masks. They're all wearing.
Yeah,
that's GD.
Oh, that kid. When you first said ramen noodle kid, I'm like, wait, I know there's a weird reference. What was that?
He's like, where does it say in the the Constitution that it needs to be peaceful? He just right there.
Now, one question. Now, I know that Trump has done rally stops like this at hangars, but he's been since this all started. This is predominantly what he's been doing. Now, I'm wondering. Is this because he can
stadiums
get to more
stadiums can't close down close. So he says it in all his speeches. We used to do these inside, but now that we can't do them inside, you know, we come to the hangars and he's like, I prefer these because it's everybody's excited.
Is it because the hangars are in federal property? How does that work, Jeremy? Is the airport federal? Or is it local?
Typically they're owned by the cities, right? So Phoenix, they own Sky Harbor, Goodyear, and Deer Valley airports. So that's state owned property.
Interesting. I wonder, he can do it at a hangar, some private hangar. That's probably what they're doing.
But yeah, a lot of the hangars are privately at some airports. They're either. So I know at Deer Valley, they're all owned by the city, the hangars there, unless a company buys the land around it and builds their own hangar there.
Yeah.
And then in that case, it's the company's hangar. But I guess it depends on the airport. There are like Glendale Airport. They do have private hangars. You can actually buy your own hangar there. You can live in it if you really wanted to. Yeah. I don't know why you would want to.
They're peaceful protests. He hands out signs that says peaceful protesters. So he always brings it up in his speech. He's like, They get mad at me for doing these, but he's like, we're just peacefully protesting. He's like, if you can go to riot and stare down statues and you're okay with that, then this is no different. It's just you're exercising your First Amendment right, political belief, you know? Yeah. We're okay to do that.
Yeah.
They fucking hate him.
I mean, technically, The Hill didn't lie because if you look at some of these pictures, nobody's wearing a mask, and I love it. No.
So The Hill for North Carolina, not Michigan.
Okay.
So, with Michigan, he didn't have a crowd behind him, with the cameras on him. So, Michigan, he didn't have any bleachers behind him.
Okay.
Anytime he has people behind him, they wear masks.
So we're gonna leave it there because we've got an hour now. I want to, as always, end it on a funny note. And this one, Heidi, I want to know: is this what it's like being a woman? I'm going to play this video.
Oh, dear Lord. This is a loaded.
I can't watch this. This is hysterical.
No, just watch.
God damn it. I hate being a woman. I hate it. I just ruined my favorite goddamn pair of pants. For what? For I know you're not pregnant. You don't got to tell me every goddamn month. I know it. I know I've been getting. All right, thanks for reminding me. But you don't gotta ruin my goddamn pants, too.
Jesus.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
She ruined her pants.
So, Heidi, back to the original question.
So, I'm blessed to say that it is that horrific, and I haven't dealt with it in 6 years.
Oh, my God. Okay, we don't care about that. We don't need to know.
But it's a little, thank you, men. For not making sure that the woman did not eat the apple on the fucking tree. Just saying. I mean, would have done his job and protected the woman and stopped her from eating the... Maybe it wasn't 6 years ago. Maybe I'm still a hormonal raging bitch twat. I don't know.
I'm going to go with option B. If Adam would have just slapped the apple out of her hand and put something else in there, life would be different.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Take a bite out of something else.
Yeah, like you have an oral fixation? We can fix that for
men,
you.
I like how men have to pay for Adam's crime through eternity. Yeah. This is
we've been paying ever since he let that bitch eat the apple.
Hey, that was a very good setup, and I hope I did justice for you there, Saul. On
no, 6 years, we don't need
just
to
her reaction. I was like, oh my god, this would be Heidi. This would be Heidi yelling.
No, I've dated people like that.
I have never been psycho like that. I've been psycho, but not like that.
No, okay. I've dated the psychos. So.
Yeah, we are, Timmy.
Naturally attracted to them.
We're gonna end it with this one, and this is actually a pretty cool one because I would love to go to the zoo, guys. Oh my god, I need to go to the zoo. Look at this.
Oh wow! Bro, yeah, this is awesome.
That lion is walking among the cars. I think they have a zoo out here, Arizona, but it doesn't have lions. Look at that, man. This is dope. I love that. I would love
to
see
the comments on this, like the Trump memes on this. They're like, this is Trump walking into press meetings and everything.
The White House.
That's awesome. Hey, I heard that there are two cats loose in a city, like legitimately. What?
Oh no!
Right now, yeah.
Chicago and New York.
No, I'm being dead serious. I'll find it. I'll find it by the time we're done with this.
All right, I mean that was it. Anybody else have anything else?
So I do have a little something to end it on. Unless you have something special.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
No, go for it.
Okay. So, in remembrance of 9/11, I just want to add. I just want to throw this out there for everybody. As they hug and kiss their loved ones today, tonight, tomorrow, and every day following. On this night, 18 years ago, 246 people went to sleep in preparation for their morning flight. 2,606 people went to sleep in preparation for work in the morning tomorrow. 343 firefighters went to sleep in preparation for their morning shift. 60 police officers went to sleep in preparation for morning patrol. 8 paramedics went to sleep in preparation for the morning shift of saving lives. None of them saw past 10 a.m. September 11, 2001. In one single moment, life may never be the same. As you live and enjoy the breaths you take today and tonight, before you go to sleep in preparation for your life tomorrow, kiss the loved ones. Snuggle a little tighter and never take one second of your life for granted again. Also, all those still dealing with the aftermath, God bless you.
And God bless the NYPD and the FDNY.
And God bless America. All right, we'll leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We will catch you all next time.